We acknowledge the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, upon whose ancestral lands the University of Sydney's Camperdown campus stands. We pay respect to the elders, both past and present, acknowledging them as the traditional custodians of knowledge for this land. The University of Sydney's campuses and facilities sit on the ancestral lands of many of Australia's first peoples, who have, for thousands of generations, exchanged knowledge for the benefit of all.
Today is National Sorrow Day. It is held every year in Australia on May 26 since 1998. Sorrow Day is a day to acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stolen generations, to recognise them and remember what they have experienced as a result of the past policies and practices in Australia.
Thinking about the past and the tragic things people went through is an important part of our future. We must never let these things happen to anyone. Recognition is a big part of healing and about planning. Telling people's stories, hearing people's stories, helps us work out what we want for our future. We want to be healthy and creative and work hard doing the things we love.
I want to read you something that I find really challenging. It's challenging, but it's really helped me with my work. It connects stolen generations with work and the ongoing work that there is to do for a more equitable Australia. If today is Sorry Day is not a day to allow ourselves to feel uncomfortable, then I don't know when that day is. And this is only a pretty short poem. It's nothing really devastating, but it stirs up lots of things that I get a deep ache in my guts. Although it also helps me feel strong and determined. This is a poem about a Wiradjuri woman, Mum Shirl, Shirley Smith. I never met her, but the last 20 years of my life, and especially my work life, have been motivated by her. I used her example to try to plead with a family member to not give up on another family member. Mum Shirl seemed to never give up on anyone, and just knew that a lot of the problems individual people suffered were from our bigger system of issues and the legacy of children being stolen. People in my family didn't seem to get or give that explanation for some time, if ever. They were told to keep their head down, pretend they were like everyone else, get a job, forget the past. But not everyone was well enough to get a job or keep a job. The damage was just too great without really helpful healing. I've had to have my own really conscious journey of healing, and it's ongoing. So I'm amazed to have work that I feel motivated to do and to actually feel gratefully quite little when I do it. I like that feeling of being little because next to people like Mum Shirl and the many stolen generations workers who helped build roads and hospitals and farms in Australia with stolen wages, and the work of stolen generations groups now, my work is just small and just a speck in what is needed. In my 25 years or so of advocating for better prisoner health programs, prison rates have doubled. There's obviously a much bigger system at play than any efforts me and my colleagues can ever seem to influence, no matter what we have tried. It's hugely frustrating and it's shameful for Australia. But we keep trying because of equity, because of rights, and because elders like Mum Shirl kept trying, and they told others to keep trying. So this poem I want to read you, it challenges me because I have to say the word Jesus out aloud, and I don't really know what I believe in that regard, and I just believe that I probably should have figured it out better before now. But I know Mum Shirl was a faithful Catholic, and she was friends with the person who wrote this poem, Father Frank Fletcher. Right after I moved to Sydney about 8 years ago, I was doing a PhD about the role of elders and family members supporting people when they got out of prison. People like Mum Shirl only they were people from the town I used to live in. In Sydney, I began doing volunteer work at a school, and it was right when a big statue of Mum Shirl was placed in the courtyard. And then quotes of hers about working hard also got inscribed in bronze on the wall. So as if I could give up on my work and fade away then, which the voices often told me to do, thinking I'm not good enough to do this. And it was also right then that I met Frank Fletcher's nephew, Brendan Fletcher, and worked with him and a group of others, turning his film Mad Bastards into a community wellbeing program, including for prisoners. Then Brendan gave me a copy of Frank's book right before it was published, and just as he passed away. His book included his poems and this one about Mum Shirl. In Jesus' light, I see Mum Shirl anew, not just her tenderness to all the Koori young ones in their pain. She stood like Jesus, arms around them in the dock. Also like Jesus, she was shouting. Shouting back at the bureaucracy's hypocrisy, and even threatening, my God, yes, threatening. Whilst modern scribes tut-tutted, whispering, this is no way for her to speak to us. Look how she fails to grasp the crucial point. Indeed, the Gubba's point fades to empty in the roar of fire. So, in the jails, and at the higher tables, she listened fearless, with her heart aglow within a holy fire. Listened fearless. Gee, that is just so hard. Sometimes I just want to squirm away when people shout or when there's conflict. And sometimes I'm just so tired from working, from prisons and courts, and from the issues worsening. I think what I like about this poem too is the respect and admiration that the author has for Mum Shirl. It was probably right at a time when he would have been expected to maybe rescue Aboriginal people, feel sorry for Aboriginal people. I like how uncomfortable it is in how discriminatory people are that are described, how they were then, and how they obviously still are now. For prison rates to be worsening as they are. I like to be reminded of paternalism and of Aboriginal people being judged as wrong. I need that dose of reality and to not get too caught up in the dreamy journey of healing. Sorry Day is a day to remember that without the efforts of but a few, issues could be much worse than they are now. Mum Shirl is also known for her work, among many others, to have helped establish the Aboriginal Legal Service, Aboriginal Medical Service, and the Aboriginal Tent Embassy. All of these have had waves of influence healing stolen generations. But the reality is there were generations affected. And we must also remember that rates of Aboriginal child removal now are higher than they were under past policies that produced stolen generations. And they are among the highest in the world. So daily we are presented with a decision to listen fearlessly, to shout back or to shrink back. And if a society did this to children in the past and does this to children now, does that mean it might do this to children in the future? Will these children be my children's children? Why wouldn't they? And that brings me to asking, what part do I have to play?